Thank you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your zip code to locate your accountant, be of better assistance for you today?
Hi, Lauren. Yeah, it's you want my zip code, right?
Yes, please.
It's 45324.
You said 45324?
Yeah, Fairborn, Ohio.
Great, sorry, just one moment here.
No, okay.
All right, and what was that first and last name?
Jill Brock, B-R-O-C-K.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here. All right, sorry, it's just loading a little slow.
Oh, that's okay. I had my order pulled up where it went.
I got you right here. If I could just have you confirm your shipping address.
1133 Buck Court, Fairborn, Ohio, 45324.
Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
Right, I see here you ordered our smartwatch and personal blender. How may I be of assistance for you today?
That's the thing. I hit, so I wanted the original, the keto thing. There should be, I think there's four on there that ordered.
The keto and the cleanse?
Yes, the keto was supposed to be on there, but the cleanse, the watch, I hit the don't, you know, no thanks. Down at the bottom and the real fine print, I hit no thanks. I didn't want those and they still went on my order. So I just wanted to make sure I was only getting a bottle of the keto.
I do apologize. Let's see here.
No, that's okay. It's probably a glitch or I was on my phone. I wasn't on a computer. So who knows?
I got you. Just one moment here. Let me check and see. Now the cleanse is designed to work with the keto to help boost your metabolism and reduce fat. Would you like to keep that to try in conjunction with the keto?
Yeah, I'll give it a
just
shot.
Just for maximum effect on it?
Yep, I'll give it a shot.
All right, so we just need to cancel these two right here.
Okay.
Sorry, just one moment.
No, that's okay. I'm just sitting here loving on my cat, relaxing.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, we had to go to a retirement, and we just got back the other day, and she missed us. I mean, she had both my boys here, but she can't decide who she wants to lay on, me or my husband. So he went to work today, so she's on me. I had the day off, and it's just nice to just sit here and love on her for a minute.
I feel it. I've got three.
Do you? Well, this one was supposed to be, my son's cat. And for some reason, she loves us.
Hey, they choose their people.
They do. They sure do. They do.
Sorry, just one more moment here.
Oh, that's okay. Like I said, there's no hurry. I worked yesterday and wore myself out, so I'm off today.
Fair enough. Where do you work?
I work for just a guy that has a business who didn't finish work inside. And yesterday I sanded three rooms of drywall, and my sinuses are screaming at me today between the pollen releasing and that drywall yesterday. I'm like, yeah, today's a good day to have off. He didn't have any work for me today, so I was good.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I wore the respirator and stuff, but boy, that drywall dust, I mean, it just gets in your clothes and everything. It makes me a mess.
Oh, I'm sure it would make me a mess too.
It is. If I did it as a kid, but it didn't bother me as much. But I think the older you get, the more your filters get clogged. And that stuff is nasty.
I don't think I've ever worked around drywall.
No. That mud is sanding it down. It goes everywhere.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And we even had the shop back running, trying to suck it up, but it still, it got on my clothes and in my hair. I came right home and took a shower. It's a mess. I'd rather work with wood, dust, sanding wood and furniture and things than the drywall. I think it's because you're working over your head a lot and it just goes everywhere.
I think that would get my arms more than anything.
Oh, yeah. My shoulders feel it today because it was, like I said, three rooms was a lot to do. But he was behind and he's like, can you come sand? I said, yeah, I hate to, but I can. Again, the paycheck.
Yep, that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's taking vacation, so I don't go back to work until the Monday after Easter. So.
Oh, that's lovely.
It is. It is.
Let's see here. All right. We've got that taken care of for you. So those two are voided. You will only be receiving that keto and cleanse. Was there anything further I could look into or take care of for you today?
I was just going to ask you, am I in auto ship or do I have to reorder?
Let's see here.
Okay.
Come on, computer. You can do it.
It's a slow day.
I'm telling you what, I don't know where my brain is at. I think I left it at the door. I was up all night, though. I've been having some issues, and it woke me up out of a dead sleep, and I could not get back to sleep.
Oh,
and I took some Midol because it helps. Like, Midol is, like, the best-kept secret as far as pain management, but I'm one of those people that makes exhausted. And it finally kicked in around 7 o'clock this morning. And I was like, wait a minute. No.
Yeah. Oh my God. I need to get up and go to work. No.
Thankfully I work from home, but so I had a couple of hours, but I like texted my best friend. I was like, hey, can you call me at 9 o'clock? Cause, I'm so tired.
Make sure I'm awake. We did that to our dog. God love him. He was getting older and he didn't travel well. So I went to the vet and got like a relaxer for him, I don't know what you want to call it. Just something that relaxed him so he didn't freak out on the trip. A sedative, I guess they call it. But so the vet said, give him one, but it's kind of like Benadryl. You never know if it's going to react or it's not going to, if he'll need more. So we gave him one and an hour went by and there was like no change in the dog. And my husband come home. He's like, did you give him his meds? I said, yeah, but it didn't work. And I said, well, the vet said, give him one. If an hour goes by and he hasn't changed. So we gave him another one, nothing. We drove all the way to Tennessee from Ohio. That dog freaked out the whole time in the car. We got down there. He ate and he drank and it activated the pills. And that poor dog was higher than a kite till about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oof. Poor I feel baby. It. I have one of my dogs. She's terrified of thunderstorms. So I tried giving her Benadryl and she's one of those ones that Benadryl just has hyped. Is all get out.
Oh, no.
So it made it so much worse. I ended up ordering, like, some hemp CBD thunder anti-anxiety things because I don't want to give her, like, narcotics.
Right. Right. We, for Haas, we had bought the thunder jacket.
She has one of those. It doesn't really work as much.
Doesn't work? Okay.
She's still, I've tried tucking her in with a weighted, like not on her, but like she likes the feel of a weighted blanket, like kind of bedded down.
Yeah.
I guess it feels sturdier or something.
Sure. We used to do that in the special needs room. We would put weighted vests and weighted blankets on the kids. It makes them feel secure. And I've heard with dogs too, you can use like a fabric softener on their fur, pet them with a fabric softener and the, like the static electricity in the air from the thunder and lightning. It helps to relax them. They don't feel that. They don't feel, because you know how your hair stands up when it's real staticky?
Yeah.
Hair does the same thing during lightning. So if you brush them with a fabric softener sheet, it helps them.
Might have to give that a try.
Give it a try. All kinds of little things you can do for them, but I feel bad for them because you can't explain it to them.
No, but also I don't need her barking because she'll either just whine and cry, or she'll just start barking back at it. I'm like, hey, there's a baby in this house. Let's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Be respectful.
Right?
Poor thing. Yep,
She's
they
a
don't like
nut.
them a lot of dogs. Yeah, what kind is she?
They're all my dogs are mutts. I have three dogs and three
Oh,
cats that
okay.
I rescued through fostering. She's a I had
Yep.
her DNA tested because she's real goofy looking. She's a Rottweiler, a Dachshund, and a Basset Hound kind of smashed
Oh my
together.
God, what a combination.
She's a hot mess.
Ours was Chow. We don't know what else, but he was a rescue. We rescued him from the shelter and he was a good pup.
Sweet buddy.
Yeah.
Real quick before I forget and just chit chat your whole day away, I did want to let
Yeah.
you know. So it does look like you're on a 7-day trial period for the product, but I can't extend that to the full 30 days so that you have a chance to get it and try it out. And if you don't want to keep it, you can call us and cancel.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, let me get that settled for you real quick.
Okay.
Just one moment here. And then I do need to give you your cancellation confirmation number for the other two.
Okay. I'll put them in my phone when you give me that number. Yeah, we had him. We had Hoss for, oh, bless his heart. We had him for 15, 16, almost 16 years. He was just shy of his 16th birthday. And he had congestive heart failure.
Sweet buddy.
Yeah, and I just can't quite do it yet, but I'm starting to look again to see, about rescuing and I can't foster. I would foster fail. I would keep all of them.
These
I
ones
just
were
don't.
all foster fails, but I've fostered over like 150 animals.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
So I
that's
feel like
great.
only six is not too bad. Well, it was seven. One of them we kept as a hospice foster because she had a rapidly growing brain tumor that
Oh,
the
wow.
surgery, it wasn't going to be a guaranteed thing. So it was just more like let her live her life happily and comfortably.
Sure. Yep. Yep. And don't move her again. Just leave her where she is. Bless her. Yeah, both of
Just
ours, the cat and the dog, they were rescues. Hi, Josie. She's just laying here. So content. Purring
sweet
away.
baby.
She's got issues. We have to put her on a special diet. She throws up just about everything she eats until we got her on this diet. The vet finally figured it out.
That's
But
one of
after
my
that,
cats
always.
does that from time to time, but it always comes out in like a partially chewed log that you can tell she couldn't get down her throat 'cause she won't stop and chew. She doesn't do it all the time, but sometimes after she's done with her zoomies and she goes to eat, I guess she's still in that zoomie mindset 'cause I asked the vet about it and they're like, she seems perfectly healthy. And it's not
Yeah.
even an everyday thing or an every week thing or anything like that, but every now and then I'll find a log of just like partially chewed food that it looks like she couldn't even get down her throat.
Yeah. Yeah. Cats are finicky. Some of them have. This one here, she has a. It's her stomach. My husband says her stomach's sour, and it just won't. It doesn't digest. It just comes back up, and she'll do it for 3 or 4 days. And then she's okay. But
Sweet
she,
baby.
we feed her that special food and it helps a lot. It's really calmed her stomach down a lot.
That's
She's
good.
old. Yeah, she's old too, so she's just getting finicky in her old age, I guess. Hi, Joe.
Hey, sometimes we gotta be. That's okay though. You
Well,
live long enough, you earn the right.
oh yeah, you look at old people, some of them get really crotchety, so I figure she's just crotchety old woman. Hi, Joe. Amazing how attached you can get to them.
Oh, yeah.
She's just sitting here, just the tip of tail's flipping.
Right.
Okay, I'm
So
ready.
we got you extended until the 6th of May. So if
Okay.
you're not really into it, it's not doing anything for you, don't hesitate to give us a call back. And then whenever you're ready, I'll give you your cancellation confirmation number.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Right, it's C as in Charlie, 662-855-5555. 656.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything further I could look into or take care of for you today?
That's it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, then I will let you go. Hopefully enjoy the rest of your day off. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.